Jeremiah chapter 44. The word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the Jews that dwelt in the land of Egypt, dwelling in Megiddo, and in Tahpanhes, and in Memphis, and in the land of Phares, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, You have seen all this evil that I have brought upon Jerusalem, and upon all the cities of Judah, and behold, they are desolate this day, and there is not an inhabitant in them, because of the wickedness which they have committed, to provoke me to wrath, and to go and offer sacrifice, and worship other gods, which neither they, nor you, nor your fathers knew. And I sent to you all my servants the prophets, rising early, and sending, and saying, Do not commit this abominable thing, which I hate. But they heard not, nor inclined their ear to turn from their evil ways, and not to sacrifice to strange gods. Wherefore my indignation and my fury was poured forth, and was kindled in the cities of Judah, and in the streets of Jerusalem, and they are turned to desolation and waste, as at this day. And now, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Why do you commit this great evil against your own souls, that there should die of you man and woman, child and suckling, out of the midst of Judah, and no remnant should be left you, in that you provoke me to wrath with the works of your hands, by sacrificing to other gods in the land of Egypt, into which you are come to dwell there, and that you should perish, and be a curse, and a reproach to all the nations of the earth? Have you forgotten the evils of your fathers, and the evils of the kings of Judah, and the evils of their wives, and your evils, and the evils of your wives, that they have done in the land of Judah, and in the streets of Jerusalem? They are not cleansed even to this day, neither have they feared, nor walked in the law of the Lord, nor in my commandments, which I set before you and your fathers. Therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I will set my face upon you for evil, and I will destroy all Judah, and I will take the remnant of Judah that have set their faces to go into the land of Egypt, and to dwell there, and they shall be all consumed in the land of Egypt. They shall fall by the sword, and by the famine, and they shall be consumed from the least even to the greatest. By the sword, and by the famine shall they die, and they shall be for an execration, and for a wonder, and for a curse, and for a reproach. And I will visit them that dwell in the land of Egypt, as I have visited Jerusalem, by the sword, and by famine, and by pestilence, and there shall be none that shall escape, and remain of the remnant of the Jews that are gone to sojourn in the land of Egypt, and that shall return into the land of Judah, to which they have a desire to return to dwell there. There shall none return but they that shall flee. Then all the men that knew that their wives sacrificed to other gods, and all the women of whom there stood by a great multitude, and all the people of them that dwelt in the land of Egypt in Phares, answered Jeremiah, saying, As for the word which thou hast spoken to us in the name of the Lord, we will not hearken to thee, but we will certainly do every word that shall proceed out of our own mouth, to sacrifice to the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offerings to her, as we and our fathers have done, our kings, and our princes in the cities of Judah, and in the streets of Jerusalem, and we were filled with bread, and it was well with us, and we saw no evil. But since we left off to offer sacrifice to the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offerings to her, we have wanted all things, and have been consumed by the sword, and by famine. And if we offer sacrifice to the Queen of Heaven, and pour out drink offerings to her, did we make cakes to worship her, to pour out drink offerings to her, without our husbands? And Jeremiah spoke to all the people, to the men, and to the women, and to all the people which had given him that answer, saying, Was it not the sacrifice that you offered in the cities of Judah, and in the streets of Jerusalem, you and our fathers, your kings, and your princes, and the people of the land, which the Lord hath remembered, and hath it not entered into his heart? So that the Lord could no longer bear, because of the evil of your doings, and because of the abominations which you have committed. Therefore your land is become a desolation, and an astonishment, and a curse, without an inhabitant, as at this day, because you have sacrificed to idols, and have sinned against the Lord, and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord, and have not walked in his law, and in his commandments, and in his testimonies, Therefore are these evils come upon you, as at this day. And Jeremiah said to all the people, and to all the women, hear ye the word of the Lord, all Judah, you that dwell in the land of Egypt. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, saying, you and your wives have spoken with your mouth, and fulfilled with your hands, saying, let us perform our vows which we have made, to offer sacrifice to the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offerings to her. You have fulfilled your vows, and have performed them indeed. Therefore hear ye the word of the Lord, all Judah, you that dwell in the land of Egypt. Behold, I have sworn by my great name, saith the Lord, that my name shall no more be named in the mouth of any man of Judah, in the land of Egypt, saying, the Lord God liveth. Behold, I will watch over them for evil, and not for good, and all the men of Judah that are in the land of Egypt shall be consumed by the sword, and by famine, till there be an end of them, and a few men that shall flee from the sword shall return out of the land of Egypt into the land of Judah, and all the remnant of Judah that are gone into the land of Egypt to dwell there shall know whose word shall stand, mine or theirs, and this shall be a sign to you, saith the Lord, that I will punish you in this place, that you may know that my words shall be accomplished indeed against you for evil. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will deliver Pharaoh, every king of Egypt, into the hand of his enemies, and into the hand of them that seek his life, as I delivered Sedecius king of Judah into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar the king of Babylon his enemy, and that sought his life.